And now we're going to be chatting with the Danvers High School football coach, Ryan Nolan. And Coach Nolan, congratulations on your first varsity win. A good, solid, all-around win against a really gritty Winthrop team.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm really impressed with our kids. They played hard. They showed a lot of character in class. And, you know, just getting out of the game one with the W versus a great program like Winthrop, we're really happy.
You know, there's so many things to talk about in the win. You played so well on both sides of the ball. But tell me what you saw as your leadership and how that game progressed for you. Because, you know, Winthrop moved the ball quite a bit. They just couldn't get close to the, you know, once they got close to the 50, you guys stopped them pretty much.
Well, I think both sides of the ball, Zach Dillon, actually in special teams too, Zach Dillon had an unbelievable game. He's really a rock for us. He's a quiet leader. Defensively, he makes all the calls. Offensively, ran behind him on the right side all night long, and then he hit that 51-yard field goal, and then he had a punt inside the 3-yard line. So he really, every phase of the game, really excelled. And really where he meant the most was his senior leadership, and, you know, he really helped rally the younger kids together, and I was very impressed with him.
Your offense looked pretty efficient. If one thing didn't work, you tried something else out, and that went well. And who do you give credit to? Is it the line, your quarterback, your running back, Sua? Who's responsible for pulling that off? Because it certainly worked.
I think it's a team effort. I really do. It's a cliche as it sounds. Coach Rich put together a great offensive game plan. We had some success running power and going off tackle. And, you know, at the same point, we had unselfish kids. I know Justin Mullaney's worked incredibly hard, and he can throw the ball. And we just didn't need him to throw the ball as much as we may in other games. And he was a consummate team player and just worked hard, distributed the ball. And then as far as the skill positions, and the line did great, and a bunch of kids stepped up. We had a lot of newcomers. We were very happy that we played, you know, 7, 8, 9 kids deep on the lines. And they did very well. And then it was kind of a three-headed, you know, rushing attack between Taj Coakley, Matt McCarthy, and Colby Holland, all who did very well. And then the Canova kid, only a sophomore, came in and playing the ball with Kelta very well at the end of the game, too. So very impressed with the overall effort of the kids and the focus and the physicality. So, you know, it was a total team effort.
How is Taj Coakley doing?
He's doing well. He took a knee to the stomach, and I think he was a little shocked between getting the wind knocked out of him, and he had a little bit of pain, but it felt better as the day went on. He wanted to go back in the game late in the game, but he was out. The next morning, he felt better, and at practice today, he was fine. He practiced with everyone else. No symptoms, no issues. So he's a tough kid, and he's fine.
Good. Coach Ingram was saying that it's such a luxury to be able to get some of your other players into a game when you have a lead, or for that matter, when you're way behind. But it carries over into practice. He always thought that was so important, because the kids know, you know, that they get a chance to, and you had a big crowd there, a huge crowd on Friday night.
Oh, it was nice, yeah.
So how important is that to you to get those younger kids in? I mean, it takes away some playing time from your seniors who work so hard to get there, but I'm sure they understand.
Well, one thing with younger kids, and especially our second group of kids, we didn't have a JV game. So we told them when they went in, you know, you're on film, we're going to be watching you, and we want to see good things. And we saw great things. And a lot of these kids were challenging for positions and still are. So that's one of the reasons I think we're successful. We're competitive in practice. We got kids that want to go out and start and want to go out and play, and they push each other to get better. And to go out and watch those kids play the way they did, especially the young DBs, a couple of the linebackers, and D-line too, and to watch the kids run the ball. And, you know, it wasn't a surprise to us. We've seen them do it in practice. They're tough kids. They worked hard throughout the spring and into the summer. And, you know, that's an opportunity for them to go out, and it creates even more competition when we go into practice this week, because we have a bunch of kids vying for starting positions and playing time.
And you have to prepare for a huge game this week. Peabody, you know they're going to be a little upset, a little angry after losing their opener.
Well, I mean, you know, anyone around this area knows the history of Peabody football and how good they've been. We've seen it firsthand the last 4 years. And, you know, I'm sure they're not happy with the way the first game went. And I know Coach Benincourt is going to have them up. And they're always a physical team. They're always tough kids. They got great tradition. They've got very good coaching. And we've really talked to our kids about the challenge of going there and playing them. And we have to be as physical as possible. You got to limit our mistakes. And we got to come out there and be ready to be competitive and to be enthusiastic and to fly around the field from the very first snap. You know, we know we're going to have to play four quarters of real solid football to hang around with them.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to mention?
No, just thank you very much for all the coverage you guys do. You know, and thank you. It was a great day out there at Mr. Moore Stadium. I mean, that crowd, like you said, was huge. So
it was.
All the support we've gotten from the school and the fans and everyone has just been great. And I just want to say thank you to them.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, man. That was so much fun. It was like a Thanksgiving Day game. It was super. Hey, Ryan, best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you later. We got plenty more games to cover.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Take care, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
That is Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan.